presentation, which is just about to open the door. So just very, very quickly on the climate change work package and what it aims to do. This is the context of the work package. Really, we see this as running over the 3 years, these 3 years is quite a critical period for climate change, and in the long run, up to 2020, and over the next 3 years in particular, climate change policy processes. That's at the international level, the Bali Roadmap ending in 2009, potential future Kyoto Protocol or equivalent in 2012, and probably much deeper series of climate change policy by the carbon market, technology transfer, etc. So the project objectives overall, the main thing we're interested in looking at, and we're still, I stress, in a scoping stage at the moment, talking to various policymakers about the issues we might address. As you can imagine, climate change is a very wide area. The main objective is to look at some of the synergies and trade-offs between climate change and development policy processes. Some of this we see really as, I think what Simon called elements of the positive and normative questions, looking at really taking stock of what policy processes are going on. There's very little out there at the moment on the linkages between these processes. So initial horizon scanning, sort of a better picture of emerging challenges, and ongoing action research. We see this as quite a good opportunity in some of the policy themes that we're investigating or initially trying to look at. There'll be rapid developments over the next 3 years, which we would at least like to document and obviously comment on and work on throughout the process. So the project themes from our initial scoping exercise, they're very broad, and we'll probably narrow these down, but there's a big question surrounding Europe's role in emerging climate change finance for both adaptation and mitigation. Some more focused questions on Europe's partnerships with climate change in India, which exists at the moment. And then some questions surrounding specific European policies and domestic policies and their potential development implications, looking particularly at the area of biofuels and forest carbon markets. There are a series of reasons for choosing these themes, but overall, really, they allow us to look a bit at some of the questions surrounding coherence between member states and Europe, and looking at some of the coherence issues between environment and development policy agendas. Very quickly, Europe's role in emerging climate finance, you probably know some of the context. There's a huge series of new funds, very large potential financial flows, both aid-type flows and carbon market-type flows, projected and already being discussed for developing countries. So at the moment, there's not much work looking at how this relates to existing ODA finance and whether there are conflicts or synergies in the way support is delivered, and questions surrounding what constitutes effective finance rights. Adaptation, which at the moment is quite a poorly defined concept. So a series of questions surrounding those questions which fit with things that Walter, I'm sure, will talk about in a few minutes. On climate change partnerships with China and India, the context here is that there are two existing partnerships. There are some questions surrounding the effectiveness of those partnerships, how ideally they would develop over the next 12 years in relation to climate change, how they relate to other policy drivers, and a series of questions surrounding how partners feel about these partnerships and why they exist in the first place. And finally, the implications of domestic policy choices for development cooperation, looking at forest carbon markets and biofuels. This fits in with current debates looking at integration of forest carbon markets within international carbon markets, and also the huge rise in global demand for biofuels. Again, very rapidly changing policy areas in Europe, biofuels policy it's under review, and there are a series of discussions about the European Commission's trading scheme and its relationship to forestry. A lot of debates about the positives and negatives of these two trends, how much they're actually being driven by the climate change debate itself, and a series of questions in country about how coherence is handled between investments in preserving areas, large areas of rainforest, and in investing in renewable energy such as biofuels. So that's a very brief overview. Now, Walter will give his perspectives from a policy position on some of the challenges he sees in the next 12 years on these two agendas. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Leo.